coming up tonight.
The street was really busy. A lot of police, ambulances, people attempting CPR.
Shock amongst people in parts of Nottingham after an 8-year-old boy dies in hospital following a fall from a window. We hear many NHS maternity services in England are still falling short.
We have a set of products and services which are incredible coming from these technology companies and the platforms, but they land into society before they are often proven safe.
The government says it will take on social media firms if they don't do more to protect young people online.
I've had severe drug addictions, you know what I mean, and I've come out the other side, and I don't think I could have done that without working here.
A cafe in North Yorkshire giving people a second chance at life. And
often if women are going to court the night before, they're absolutely terrified of what they're about to go through because they're reliving their experiences. And that's when Marley's furry cuddles is seen to take place.
We hear about an unlikely hero at a safe house in London. I'm Matt Soanes. It's Thursday, the 19th of September, 2024, and we're going behind the headlines on some of the biggest stories our reporters have been working on today. First, an 8-year-old boy has died after falling from a window of a house in Nottingham. Officers were called to a property in Sherwood last night. He was taken to hospital but passed away of his injuries. Our reporter Maddie Bull is at the scene on Costock Avenue for us.
The front door of the home's been open all day as officers go in and out looking for signs of how this could have happened. People living here tell me lots were out doing jobs or playing with their children in the street when the little boy fell from the third floor window. These neighbours all saw what happened and are heartbroken.
It was just a scene of carnage, really. The neighbours really pulled together, really pulled together. They did everything they could. He's such a sweet little boy.
I saw someone shouting when I come to see that child's lying there.
The street was really busy. A lot of police, ambulances, people attempting CPR.
The police say they're continuing to investigate the circumstances of the incident and want anyone who might have dash cam footage of the fall to come forward.
The healthcare regulator says urgent action is needed to stop preventable harm becoming normal at NHS maternity units in England. The Care Quality Commission says too many are rated as either inadequate or requiring improvement. Our reporter Tom Claiborne has more on this.
The CQC says increased national action and ring fence funding for these services are needed, following nearly half of the 131 maternity units across the country being rated as either requires improvement or inadequate between August 2022 and last December. Justine Maher is from Lowestoft and has suffered two miscarriages.
It's one of the worst things that a woman and a family can ever go through, and I don't think that is talked about enough. You don't go back to normality for a very long time.
Health Secretary Wes Streeting says the government will make sure that lessons from this work are applied across the country.
The first 17 people charged with rioting in Cardiff following the deaths of two teenagers in an e-bike crash have appeared in court. Tensions erupted between locals and police last May in Ely. Our reporter Jessica Payne's outside Cardiff Magistrates Court.
Where it's feeling very busy here today, 31 people are expected to appear over the next 2 days. They're here only very briefly to confirm their names and addresses. Their charges are in connection with the disorder that took place in Ely in May last year, sparked by the deaths of Kyrie Sullivan and Harvey Evans, who died in an e-bike crash. 27 people were charged with riot, and 4 are accused of causing or threatening to cause criminal damage. They'll be called to Cardiff Crown Court in October.
Now, recent figures show knife crime offences in London jumped by 20% year on year in the 12 months to last December, meaning the capital now accounts for around a third of all crimes involving blades in the UK. As part of efforts to tackle the problem, knife arches have been installed in parts of the east of the city today. They're at Barking train station and at an Asda store. Our reporter Claire Bode has been looking at them for us.
Is a metal detector up a knife arch?
That beeping noise may not sound like much, but it's part of a new wave of measures to combat knife crime here in Barking. These two small metal detectors make what the Met are calling a knife arch, and Met Police Superintendent David Rhodes told us how it all works.
The easiest way to kind of describe it is like a bit like a metal detector. So it will pick up metal items that people are carrying, and that may lead to a conversation. And if grounds exist, then officers may carry out a stop and search.
Now, knife crime continues to have a deep impact on communities across the capital. And Gary Jones from Barking and Dagenham Council says he hopes these knife arches will make a difference.
Knife crime is a rising issue, particularly for my services that see the sale of knives increasing as a national crisis. We need to find ways to tackle this. an initiative such as this today is a way of us engaging with communities, engaging with people that may be potentially wanting to carry a knife or want to purchase a knife online, and for us also to detect that crime.
This isn't the only new measure to tackle knife crime coming in. From next week, zombie-style knives will be banned and will become an offence to own.
Coming up...
The first question that everybody asks is, does this mean that Torbay Council disappears? Does this mean that we just have a super council?
Four parts of England are getting new powers, with locals due to get more of a say over how money is spent. And an award-winning cat at a London refuge. But first, the government says it will stand up to social media giants, the likes of Facebook, Google or TikTok, if they allow harm on their platforms. It comes amid long-running concerns about the exploitation of children online and about how young people are being exposed to harmful content. More recently, there's been concerns about the links between rioting and social media. Technology Minister Peter Kyle has been in Northern Ireland today, speaking to our reporter James Gools.
During the summer riots, the PSNI used social media to gather evidence and look for potential crimes online. Children here are now banned from using their phones in school, and Instagram also stepped in to make special accounts for teenagers this week. But I asked the minister what more can be done to protect children on social media.
We have a set of products and services which are incredible coming from these technology companies and the platforms, but they land into society before they are often proven safe. And so what the job that I'm trying to do and aspiring to do is to make sure that safety is baked in at the outset, at the start.
The Secretary of State added he has a good relationship with social companies and he hopes that will aid safety in the future.
It's been confirmed four parts of the UK will be getting extra powers to shape their local areas and decide how locals' money is spent. The new Labour government's backed four devolution deals covering Hull and East Yorkshire, Greater Lincolnshire, Lancashire and Devon and Torbay. It means from next year, people in places like Lincoln, Grimsby, Hull and Beverley will get a chance to elect a mayor. Plymouth previously pulled out of the Torbay and Devon deal. Our reporter Andrew Kay is in the city asking if that will now change.
The short answer is no. The city council here say they, and I quote, are worried about the loss of control over things like transport budgets and feel the city could lose out. Now, this is a very different stance to that of Torbay Council leader Dave Thomas. He thinks the rest of Devon will benefit from closer working.
The first question that everybody asks is, does this mean that Torbay Council disappears? Does this mean that we just have a super council? Well, the answer is no.
Although Plymouth do tell me they're open potentially to looking at a joint Cornwall and Devon deal, but that depends on what powers could be given to Cornwall in the future, something which is still being discussed.
We're hearing from staff working at a York cafe who say being offered a job there helped to break the cycle of going in and out of prison. Chocolate & Co. offers counselling, support and employment to people who've struggled with addiction and or have a criminal record. Our reporter Cathy Green's been for a look around.
Coffees, cakes and cookies. This cafe looks like any other, but staff behind the counter say it's no ordinary job.
I've been to prison, I've had severe drug addictions, you know what I mean, and I've come out the other side and I don't think I could have done that without working here.
It's now been running for a year. For Tim, he's got no doubt it saved his life.
We're on the streets and I got taken into the Arclight and I met Chocolate & Co and they made me feel like a human. And yeah, they pulled me out of... well, death, basically.
The charity says it wants to reduce the stigma attached to people living on the fringes of society and has plans to expand in the years ahead.
And finally, it's been a successful awards season for one London resident. Marley, a black and white house cat, has been named National Cat of the Year for 2024. Our reporter Hugo Chambray can tell us more.
Bakita House in Westminster provides a safe house for women, acting as a refuge for victims of exploitation, slavery and trafficking. The team there work hard to get these women back on their feet, but one employee in particular has been recognised for their part in the operation. Marley, the 7-year-old house cat, has won the top prize at the Cat Protection Charity's 2024 awards. Karen Anstis runs the programme at Caritas Bakita House and was full of praise for the role Marley plays.
When a woman first arrives, he will go towards her to see how she reacts, because not everybody loves cats. If she appears that she doesn't want to be his friend, he'll play the long game. So each day he'll get a bit closer and a bit closer until she accepts him. Often if women are going to court, the night before, they're absolutely terrified of what they're about to go through because they're reliving their experiences. And that's when Marley's furry cuddles is seen to take place.
Marley wasn't able to attend the award ceremony, but will be spoilt with the £200 pet store voucher he's won.
You can find plenty more on all of these stories on the news pages of our website. Just search Rayo. You can also find us across social media.